Hello, I'm Alex Wisser. I'm a member of Kando School of Cultural Adaptation, and this is Groundswell. In this session, from the inaugural Pulse of the Earth Festival in Bingara, New South Wales, Groundswell organizer Laura Fisher brings artist Carla Dickens onto the stage to introduce her film Mother's Little Helpers. The film was made as a part of the project, An Artist, a Farmer, and a Scientist Walk into a Bar. Carla is a Wiradjuri artist with a long history of community engagement and collaboration. In this podcast, Carla talks about her experience of making the film with the historian and author Bruce Pascoe and a group of young people from Bingara and the area around it. After a special screening of the 7-minute film, Gamilaroi elder Auntie Sue Blacklock was invited onto the stage. Auntie Sue's insights into the wider context of the film are informed by her decades of work in the community and a childhood spent at Mile Creek, where the film was made in part. The live sound engineer for this session was Matthew McRae from McSound Electronics in Urala.
Well, look, I'd love to introduce Carla Dickens. Carla's a Wiradjuri artist. She's one of the participants in An Artist, a Farmer and a Scientist Walk into a Bar. And this project was a real challenge, wasn't it, getting started? Because Carla's collaborator, Bruce Pascoe, Uncle Bruce Pascoe, was jet-setting all around the country. So many connections and engagements, but we pinned him down to make this short film.
He's a rock star. He is a very busy rock star.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the making of the film before we show it?
Sure. First, I just want to thank the KSCA project. When I got the proposal to work with this mob and got the... I was like... holy hell, this is going to be interesting. And I do like a challenge, and it has been a challenge. And to work with Uncle Bruce was a bit irresistible. So we only had a few days up here. And Brendan Blacklock, one of Auntie Sue's nephews, he was the filmmaker. So... and the girls, do you want to come just stand up?
Yeah, come and stand up, girls. Yay. Yay. So what are your names, guys?
My name's Shakaya.
Shaya.
Taminya.
So these are a few of our new rock stars that worked with Uncle Bruce for only a few hours. And that most of the footage with the girls are up at Mile Creek, which was really challenging. When we came here, it was like 40.
How? 40 degrees.
Windy. Yes. Yes.
That's right. We had the ice in the handkerchiefs around your neck. And that was the fires, the Tinga fires.
And the Tabulum fires. Very challenging. And... you think, oh, because I tend to get quite dramatic, and I've been, I started working for Greenpeace 32 years ago, and we were all, you know, feral hippies, and nobody wanted to know anything, and, you know, just keeps getting put on the back burner, and driving out that week was really depressing. I left depressed, and then coming back with this film, and I wrote a piece of poetry to go with this film the day before I left. And Laura's like, oh, that's a bit dramatic. And I was like, yeah, that's a bit dramatic. And coming out here with fires at Tenafil. And
cyclonic winds.
with the dust. The dust is still coming out of my nose.
If you want to read that poem, it's on the wall inside the Groundswell Cinema. So please go and have a read if you haven't been in there.
Yeah, and one thing about this film, Uncle Bruce has got a big voice, a very effective voice, talking about change and talking about old ways of doing things. And I've chose in this film, he doesn't say a word. So it's about listening, and it's about deep listening that I think we all need to... you know, start doing. And, I've been listening. There's been a lot of information going down, and I'm not a scientist. I'm not an academic. I'm an artist, and most of my work works towards people's emotional intelligence. And I think with the concern, and while we're here, there's a lot of... well, there's not much, you know. I've got a 14-year-old daughter, and she's just like, why are people so dumb? It's like, what is happening with the government? I can't answer that, because it does seem, you know, like common sense. And, yeah, so that's...
All right. Well, we might start the film, and then following the film, we'll have a conversation with Auntie Sue Blacklock, who's a very senior person from the Tinga community, and Carla and myself and the girls. Wow, right. Well, I'm sure you'll agree that that's a really moving tribute and tribute to country. And to be part of this conversation about the film and the context we're in, we have Auntie Sue Blacklock, and you're a Ngurrpa elder, a Gamaroi woman, and you're actually, these are your ancestral lands, and you're actually a descendant from, if you know about the Mile Creek massacre spoken about earlier, Auntie Sue is a descendant of a survivor of that event. And just to tell you a bit more about Auntie Sue, she's got 65 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Have I got that right? And she's contributed immensely to the health and well-being of Aboriginal children. She founded Winningay Resources, which is an organisation, an amazing example of Aboriginal self-determination, supporting carers, kinship carers, to provide culturally appropriate and sort of caring method. Why don't you explain?
Yama, Malayai, means welcome, friends. I am Ambassador for Child Protection of Australia with all children. And we formed about 12 years ago, we formed a Winningay. We've done an organisation which we work with children, making sure that our children are safe and brought back to their kinship, to where they belong, to their country. We fought long and hard. There's only three women. We travelled all around. We had nothing to start with. We still don't have nothing. It's all pro bono. We went way up the Kimleys. And I seen kids that was taken, put in homes. I cried at some of these because the conditions that they lived in was appalling. So now I just had to take a stand and say to my colleagues, these kids are going to be set free. They're going to go back to where they come from. And the old 250 children went back to their homes where they come from. They was about 2,000 miles away from their hometown, to their culture, from their reserves where they was. But now we have this organisation which we develop tools, restoration tools that we use for assessing families in our state. We've done a lot of work around Tamworth, and I just came back from over in at a conference in Adelaide the other day, and it was all about kids, bringing our kids, and about grandparents standing up for their rights to take their grannies on. Keeping them in the family. One thing you never do, I learnt, you don't put the parents down in front of the children. You build them up, saying, Mum and Dad's sick, they can't look after you, they need help. The other thing is that I just came back and made a film with one of the well-known artists, Ben Quilty. In Mittagong the other day, and it's previews are showing in, I think it's on the 12th and 11th and 12th of next October. Then they will be bringing it to Tinga to show us there. So I've done a lot of travelling over the years, and also we done a film with Brendan in Tinga. He came and took all the kids, which is about the Myall Creek. Also, we are doing a thing with the Living Museum in Sydney, which is all about Myall Creek. It's in the old barracks, in Hyde Park Barracks. They give us a room. And as you walk in, you have headphones on and you can hear the sounds and see everything that's happening, that happened at Myall Creek that day.
So, Auntie Sue, did you recognise, because some of the landscapes in that film are from the Myall Creek.
Yep, it's in that. And, you know, I'm very proud. They bring joy to my heart, these young chip, that they're stepping up. Mm. They are. They need to be honoured here today, these three young girls in that, and I honour you today. It took a lot of guts for you. Sorry to say that, but you are. To stand up and do what you've done. Yes, I'm very proud of you. I'm very proud of you. Yeah. And you know, and I'd like to thank Laura for inviting us here today.
Oh, thank you for coming.
I enjoyed it. I know it was a long talk, and I'm, as I said, I just got back the other night, but. It's a pleasure to be here today, and thanks everyone, the organisers, for inviting me here today, and to be with Carla again.
Carla, can you talk about the day you visited Auntie Sue, which was the final day of filming, and that's the footage we see at the very beginning of the film, am I right?
Yeah, sure, and probably be... So we were leaving, so there was Bruce and myself, Uncle Bruce, in the car with myself, and Brendan Blacklock. And we'd been out here in extreme heat and conditions. These kids were amazing because that day of filming was, you know, it was very hot. They needed more ice. And I got lost. Anyway, it was quite an effort. And on the way out, we stopped to see Auntie Sue, and the fires were literally on your back door. And the government was sending bottles of water out. Yep. Is that right?
Yep.
So, you know, just so simple, you know, Auntie and Bruce, Bruce and I both spoke at the Byron's Writers Festival last month, I think it was, and he shared about you when he was talking. So Auntie Sue's community was under siege from the fire and struggling, had no water, and she gave me a load of clothes to drop off at Tabulin on my way back, which also had a fire, on the way back to Lismore. And I think it's just that, you know, it's an incredible... and it's the old way of just looking after each other. And, you know, especially with Bruce in this film, just kind of looking and learning. And it was really interesting. Like, I've been around Bruce a few times at big festivals and stuff, and literally it's like hanging out with Mick Jagger. Everybody wants a piece of Bruce, and that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to do a film for him, so he could take that and have a, you know, Auntie Sue here has just got back from Adelaide. I know so many elders all around the country that are working so hard and tirelessly to have a voice about not only Indigenous issues, but, you know, about country and about the land, and, you know, I hope, you know... I'm only in my 50s and I'm feeling tired, so I just, you know, applaud all the elders in all the communities who just tirelessly work, you know, for the country and people. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we are just getting... Tinga is just getting back on his feet from the fires. And now I was watching the news and I seen Tenterfield on fire. It brought back those horrible nightmares that we had. And thinking about them, my heart goes out to them. But I have a lot of stuff which I'm going to need a lot of help in our community to send them there to help them out. They helped us, so we're going to help them. This is my work that I'm doing when I'm not travelling around the world, around Australia, is to help people in need, kids in needs, making sure that our kids are safe, kept safe, in care and out of care. And the tools that we do, they are, we've done them ourselves, my colleague Jill Bonza. We've done all the cards, done everything, and it's all in Aboriginal work, heart. And but it's a pleasure to be here today. And I thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Do we want to, would anyone like to ask a question maybe about the film or about the people who participated in it?
I made this cape for Bruce. So obviously Bruce was the mother, and Bruce said, "Is that all right? Because I'm a fella." It's like, well, you know, hopefully, you know, men take on that role or feel that, you know, energy of the mother. And yeah, and then the kids also had their capes that I made. So I think there was care, listen, respect, culture, and
respect.
Yeah, so I think there was about six different capes. And it was amazing because, you know, Bruce is so busy, we barely had a chance to talk. And I showed him this cape. He put it on. Fortunately, it fit. And he said, "So what should I do?" I said, "Well, you know, think that you're, you know, country and the mother." And he put it on and he was like, "Yeah, I can be very miserable." And, you know, for a man who has such a incredible, powerful voice, he didn't say a word in that. And I still was very, you know, he was still speaking to me just with the shrugs and looks. So, yeah.
We should say, I don't think we've actually mentioned in this context that it's called Mother's Little Helpers. You might have seen that in the program, but that's the title.
That's the title.
Any other questions? Speak up.
Something or maybe a story or something you could share about the Guida River. I live near the Guida River and filled with part of myself with it. I'd love you to hear if there's anything you could share about the Guida.
And we all go back out there sometimes when we play rounders, the whole families. We have big lunches together. Of a Sunday, we play rounders. It is like baseball, but all the families get together. This is to show our kids that they can find enjoyment without being watching TV and on electronics. I grew up... I'm making rollers out of tin, milk tins. That was our enjoyment, making billy carts. My brothers, I had three brothers, no sisters. So, but they didn't put it over me. The only thing they made me do is to fix my own bike. I had to learn to patch my own bike wheels when it was. But then I went to my dad and I'd have a little cry and he'd make the boys do it for me. So you can, when you're the only girl, you can get away with it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, look, I think we do have to wind up because we have the workshop on our future about to start at the main stage. But can you please join me in thanking Carla and the girls, and especially Auntie Sue for joining us.